how does the time in treatment, the course of therapy for proton therapy, compare to traditional radiation?
In many ways, it's quite similar. Conventional radiation, on average, treats patients with about 30 to 40 treatments over a period of 6 to 8 weeks. And that schedule, that regimen, will remain comparable for a significant proportion of proton therapy patients. However, what we are also beginning to see increasingly is that because of the ability of proton therapy to minimize radiation dose to normal tissue, we have the ability to give more dose with each treatment and therefore reduce the overall treatment time and treatment course. We refer to this as hypofractionation. So we reduce the number of treatments, and that decreases the burden of time on a patient.
What are the latest changes in proton therapy?
Thank you for asking that question, Sheila. In fact, what we have noticed in the last few years is a dramatic improvement in our ability to control the proton beam as it emerges from the nozzle of the gantry. The gantry is the device that targets the proton beam to the tumor. We can now take a beam as small as the head of a pencil. We, in fact, call it a pencil beam, a small spot of protons. We can control this and move this with a series of magnets and paint a tumor spot by spot, layer by layer. And this dramatically improves what we call the therapeutic window, which represents an increase in the overall dose to the tumor and a decrease in the overall dose to normal tissue. This technology of pencil beam scanning makes it possible to treat very complex and challenging tumors that previously could not be treated with conventional proton therapy techniques.